KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the weekly girls high school basketball rankings out from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. In Class 5A this week, Mason City remains the number one rated team. Ankeny and Des Moines East are the top three. Also Class 4A, Bishop Elon Catholic rated number one. Benton and Waverly Shell Rock are 2 and 3 this week. Harlan is in at number 10, up 2 spots from last week. Lewis Central jumps 3 places to number 12, while Denison enters the list at number 13. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption, MLC Floyd Valley, and Estherville Lincoln Central remain 1, 2, and 3 in the poll. In Class 2A, Western Christian still on top with IKM Manning at number 2, Applington Parkersburg rated 3. Panorama stays put at number 7 in this week's poll. Kemper Catholic 15th last week drops out this week. In Class 1A, Bedford still number 1. Burlington Notre Dame and Newell Fonda are 2 and 3. Arweva drops from 2nd to 4th this week. Adair Casey remains number 6, while Stanton stays at number 11. Villisca, 9th last week, has dropped out of this week's poll. This is the final poll until after the Christmas break. Well, Duke has won the Jabari Parker sweepstakes. The 6'8" Parker from Chicago's Simeon Career Academy, one of the most highly touted recruits in years, is headed to Duke. With a national TV audience watching, he announced his decision at a news conference at his high school gym. Parker can't sign his letter of intent until April 17th, but he made his intentions clear with one highly anticipated oral commitment. Duke beat out Michigan State, Florida, Stanford, and Brigham Young for Parker's services. In the end, he chose to play for Mike Krzyzewski for at least a year before making what many believe will ultimately be a jump to the NBA. On the court, Duke did pretty well, too. Mason Plumlee had 21 points and 15 rebounds. A top-rated Duke beat Elon 76-54 for its 100th straight non-conference win at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Ryan Kelly added 14 points. Freshman Rashid Suleiman had 13, and Tyler Thornton hit a pair of key three-pointers 30 seconds apart, helping the 11-0 Blue Devils pull away in the contest. In the only other top 25 game last night, Tim Hardaway Jr. had 17 points and a career-high 7 assists to help number 2 Michigan rout Eastern Michigan 93-54. The 12-0 Wolverines are off to their best start since winning the first 16 games in the 85-86 season. Just 3 games in the NBA last night. Minnesota beat Oklahoma City 99-93. Miami over Dallas 110-95. Portland beat Denver 101-93. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, BYU is this year's Poinsettia Bowl champion, and the Cougars did it with defense. Linebacker Kyle Van Noy forced a fumble in the end zone and recovered it for a touchdown and scored on a 17-yard interception return, both in the fourth quarter, to lead BYU to a 23-6 victory over San Diego State. BYU finished 8-5, with 4 of the Cougars' losses coming by a total of 16 points. San Diego State, playing in its hometown bowl for the second time in 3 years, finishes at 9-4. In college football coaching news, DePauw has hired Bill Lynch as its new football coach for the second time. Lynch became interim coach in 2007 after the death of head coach Terry Heppner at Indiana. He took the Hoosiers to a bowl game that season and kept the job until being fired following the 2010 season. Since then, Lynch has been the associate athletic director for development at Butler, his alma mater. Over 32 years in college coaching, his record is 197-3 as a head coach. Utah State has promoted offensive coordinator Matt Wells to replace Gary Anderson as the head football coach. Anderson has reportedly been hired at Wisconsin to replace Brett Bielema. Bielema left to take the Arkansas job. Wisconsin hasn't officially announced that hire yet. Anderson just completed his fourth and best season at Utah State. The Aggies going 11-2, winning the Western Athletic Conference, and they beat Toledo Saturday in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. With uneven testing for steroids and inconsistent punishment, college football players are packing on rapid weight without drawing much attention from their schools or the NCAA. An investigation by the Associated Press based on dozens of interviews with players, testers, dealers, and experts, and an analysis of weight records for more than 61,000 players reveals the disconnect. Although college football believes the problem is mostly under control, steroids are easy to buy, testing is weak, and punishments are lax. Rules vary so widely that on any given game day, a team with a strict no-steroid policy can face a team whose players have reportedly tested positive for steroids. Experts and players say the sport's near-zero rate of positive steroids tests obscures the true scope of use among college athletes. Well, Arrowhead Stadium hasn't been much of a home field advantage for the Chiefs lately. Kansas City must win its home finale Sunday against Indianapolis to avoid having a single home win over the course of a season for the third time in 5 years. Prior to that, the Chiefs had won more than once at Arrowhead Stadium every season since 1977. KC is a combined 12-27 over the past 5 seasons, a winning percentage of 308. That's well below the Chiefs' success rate of better than 57% at their 40-year-old home. Empty seats have been multiplying with every loss the past 2 seasons also. While the Chiefs' average home attendance remains 69,304, that's good for 13th in the NFL. It also represents just 90.3% of capacity, and that's better than only 6 teams in the league. Colts coach Chuck Pagano has been medically cleared to return to the team by his physician, and he could be back as soon as Monday. Dr. Larry Kripe tells the Associated Press it's up to Pagano and the Colts to figure out when he'll be back and how much he'll do. Pagano was diagnosed with leukemia September 26th and took an indefinite leave from the team to undergo 3 rounds of chemotherapy. Kripe says that while the cancer remains in remission, Pagano will continue to take oral medication and will be closely monitored for the next couple of years. Indy has gone 8-3 since Pagano left and is on the cusp of clinching a playoff berth. Robert Griffin III looks good to go. The Washington Redskins rookie had a full practice Thursday for the second straight day as the team prepares for this week's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Coach Mike Shanahan says he likes what he sees, and if there is no setback, he should be ready to go. Griffin missed last Sunday's game with a sprained right knee. The New York Jets are mulling what to do with their muddled quarterback situation. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that while the Jets have not made any decisions involving Mark Sanchez, they will consider all their options in the offseason. Sanchez is due to make $8.25 million in guarantees next season. That could make it tough for the Jets to trade or cut him. And the uncertainty is not limited to Sanchez. The futures of Tim Tebow, Coach Rex Ryan, and General Manager Mike Tannenbaum are also undetermined. And Michael Phelps has added another triumph to his list of accomplishments. He's the Associated Press Male Athlete of the Year. The retired swimmer edged out LeBron James in voting, announced in a fitting playoff for winning 4 golds and 2 silvers at the London Games. Phelps is the most decorated Olympian ever. Phelps finished with 40 votes in the media balloting, winning the award for the second time. James had 37, followed by track star Usain Bolt with 23. Carl Lewis is the only other Olympic-related star to capture AP Male of the Athlete of the Year twice, taking that award in 1983 and 84 for track and field. The only men honored more than twice are golf's Tiger Woods, cyclist Lance Armstrong, and basketball's Michael Jordan. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.